Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag.
We have breaking news with our guy, Shams Charania. The Lakers have agreed to the deal with Russell Westbrook. What are the updated terms on that deal?
Yeah, so Cam, the Lakers are getting Russell Westbrook and second round picks in 2024 and 2028. I'm told, and they're sending Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and tonight's 22 overall pick that the Lakers had to Washington. And for the Lakers, this obviously pairs Russell Westbrook with Anthony Davis, LeBron James. This is something Russell Westbrook has wanted. And
hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers podcast presented by the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Yo Legazzo, and I'm joined by the full cast, the full co-host group, the group of co-hosts, however you say that. Dude, we have John Webb Legazzo, my brother. We got McKay Westbrook eating his sandwich. I don't know what that is. And Joseph Constantino. So we got the whole crew here. Finally, for the first time. And guess what? This is our 100th episode, and it's been crazy. It's been a wild ride.
Long time coming, and you're gonna blast McKay on the show.
That's what you gotta do.
That's messed up. You gotta jack me in my Uncrustables. That's that's the bread of life, dude.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is.
That's awesome, man.
That's our sponsor for the day.
Uncrustables. Presented by and brought to you by Crustables.
But Uncrustables.
Uncrustables. Crustables. Anyway. All right, let's start the show. Big news, right? Big news. We got on our 100th episode, he did this for us, honestly. He knew, you know, LeBron James knew, the Lakers knew. And so this is going to be our 100th episode. So they had to make something big. They had to do something big and pull off something big. And we have Russell Westbrook. We traded for Russell Westbrook, and we traded a whole bunch of players, and we got back some picks. So here it is. The Washington Wizards agreed to a trade for Russell Westbrook, the 2024 second round pick, the 2028 second round pick to LA for Kyle Kuzma, KCP, Montrezl Harrell, and the number 22 pick. And Shams, that was a, he was, Shams Charania was the one that broke that. So yeah, I mean, this came after a ton and a flurry of reports that really, when the day started, it was either Russ Westbrook or Buddy Hield. And we have reports on how it went down. Per NBA sources, and this is from Eric Pincus, he says the Lakers went into the offseason with a clear plan A. And this was unrealistic hopes of landing Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal. Plan B was Chris Paul. But then the Phoenix Suns advanced to the NBA Finals and Russell Westbrook. Hield was always plan C, he says. Over the past few weeks, the Lakers pursued Westbrook and Hield in parallel conversations with the Wizards and Sacramento Kings. As the draft neared, the Wizards seemed content to wait on big decisions with Beal and Westbrook. That pushed Hield to the forefront. But even as the possibility of a deal built around Kyle Kuzma and Harrell began to form, the Lakers kept the door open to a Westbrook deal. Westbrook asserted his voice into the conversation. And per an NBA source, the Wizards pivoted. And just like that, the pieces the Kings liked for Hield were no longer available. So it happened also fast, it seems like. And there was also, you know, we had the Hield talks, and there was also some talks about between LeBron and DeRozan before that trade went down. So yeah, I just want to get your thoughts on this trade, this blockbuster trade. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you guys think about how this went down. Let's talk about Russell Westbrook, what you think of this move going for Russ rather than Hield or DeMar DeRozan. Let's talk about how Russ fits with LeBron and AD. And then, you know, we'll just see how this conversation goes.
Yeah, my first thing is definitely excitement. I remember watching Russell in UCLA, right? I think most of us probably do. And he's grown to be a very powerful player, a very dynamic player. I mean, breaking the triple-double record. And the teams that he's played on, obviously, there's really only three, right? OKC, Houston, and the Wizards. So technically within about 4 years now, this is his fourth team. So first and foremost, I'm really excited. I think there's definitely going to be some sacrifices, mainly probably on Westbrook's side, just because within the teams that he's played on, probably aside from the technical big three that he had with Durant and Harden way back in OKC days, this is probably the most star-filled roster that's got talent, that's got championships that he's ever played on. So I feel like there's definitely going to be some adjustment on his end, but man, am I ready for some highlights? I think there's going to be some pretty awesome highlights, whether it's just Westbrook creating the ball down, penetrating the defense and driving down the lane. We finally have a threat like that, right? I don't think we've had a threat like that for at least to the level of Russell Westbrook, or just having our quote unquote big three play. And so I'm really excited to see that.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be an exciting year. You know, Russell Westbrook, he's one of the few players in the league that's got kind of that real killer mentality, that he'll go out there and he'll kill you, dude. And he's a fierce competitor. He's not afraid of anybody. He won't back down. And I'm excited most of all to have my last name on a Lakers jersey. So that'll be awesome.
You gonna cop one?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've gotta. You know, it's going to be interesting. On one of our pods earlier this last season, I said that I didn't think Russell Westbrook would ever be an all-star again. I don't know. I might have to eat my words there. come into the Lakers. I think he'll have ample opportunity. I definitely would have thought that the Lakers' main goal, like you mentioned, going out and getting somebody like Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal, somebody who's going to be able to maybe spread the floor a little bit more, have that 3-point presence. But you absolutely can't complain when you get a superstar, a Hall of Famer like Russell Westbrook. We'll see how efficient he is this upcoming season. I think having Bron and the Brow down low will definitely ease some pressure on him. I think he's going to have to try and step up that shooting game. He is 32. As you get older, you lose a step. He's always been so fast and so athletic. I hope he can keep that up. He won't be able to pad his stats anymore. You know, we all know he did it. But you all know he's a force nevertheless. And I think that immediately puts Lakers as the favorite if they weren't already the favorite in next year's championship.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about it in previous episodes, last episode, before that with Medina, and then other times before that, right? We saw the telltale signs, the dab up at the WNBA game, the writing was on the wall, AD giving props during that late April game this year, right? When Russell Westbrook dropped 18, 14, and 18 on us. Yeah, that's right. 18 points, 14 assists, 18 rebounds against our Lakers. We saw the LA home, the social media follows between the spouses. Westbrook, don't forget, like Joe mentioned, was at UCLA with Kevin Love. LeBron loves his UCLA talent. Westbrook is already Los Angeles royalty, and this is his shot this season to be Laker loyalty.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm excited as you guys are to have Russell Westbrook, such a big name, right? And it packs so much attention to the Lakers now that we have a big three. I mean, we have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook. Right, McKay, you're right that he's probably not going to be able to pad his stats anymore. He's not going to get a triple-double. He might. He might, because he's just so active all the time. He has so much energy all the time. I piggybacking on what you were talking about, I thought it was a little bit of a gamble to pick talent over shooting, but I think LeBron and Anthony Davis really wanted Russell Westbrook to be on this team, and they're going to make it work. They had discussions about what their roles were going to be. There were reports that said that Anthony Davis might even play the five a little bit more this next season. Not that he's going to be forced there, but that he would be willing to do that for Russell Westbrook. And obviously that would slot LeBron at the four, where he's best at. And I think that's going to provide such a different dynamic to the Lakers squad. And it's really going to mitigate any risk that Russell Westbrook, people say that he may have as not being a threat on the outside. I just keep trying to remember how the Lakers, did this in our 2020 championship run when he was with the Houston Rockets, how we neutralized him. We pretty much double team Harden the whole time, and we packed the paint and let Russ shoot. But they didn't have, if you recall that series, they didn't really have a true center. They played small ball that whole series. And I think by having Anthony Davis, who, sure, we can call it a small ball lineup. I mean, he's still 7 foot, right? I don't think that's really a small ball lineup per se. And I don't know. I think we just need to chill on how we think about how we chose talent over shooting, like Buddy Hield. would have provided, where people are saying that he may have been a better fit with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But I think we all know from our run, a title run in 2020, that chemistry is such a big thing, right, in the locker room. And I think Russell Westbrook, right, LeBron and AD, they have that chemistry already built. They won the gold, right, together back in the day. And you know, Kobe was there with them too. So, I think I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm excited to have Russell Westbrook on our team. I mean, this is kind of a big thing. I've always wanted him to end up with the Lakers.
I wouldn't call it a gamble though. You know, I don't think choosing Russell Westbrook, first of all, right, playmakers are everywhere in this league, but not anything like Westbrook. The energy, the ability to do it all. It's the rarest thing in this league. He stands atop his own mountain, right? Do you realize the Lakers will now have two players at the top five all time in triple doubles on their roster at one time? You know, Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. That's crazy. You know, Russell Westbrook is like McKay mentioned, is a first ballot Hall of Famer. No question. No question. He brings leadership. He brings commitment, dedication to his teammates and to fans. You'll see. I mean, like, consummate professional. He'll give the Lakers his bleeding heart to bring banner number 18. I can promise that.
And I love that thinking too, John Webb, just because what this brings to the Lakers lineup is kind of that drive, right? Because we're coming from a season that was very frustrating for us, where there's injuries and just limited minutes with some of our top names and people we're really looking forward to really sync up and just mesh together. And injuries really kind of just take away that confidence, the drive, like I'm saying. And so I feel like Westbrook, with his attitude, no matter how the day's going, the negativity, whether in social media, all the crap that everybody talks about with concerning him, you know, he pushes that to the side and just like pushes forward. And the attitude that he brings to the floor is massive for me. And that's the first point I wanted to make there with what you're saying. And then two, it enables so much more of our other talent that we have, right? When we're talking about THT, I feel like Caruso is going to get more shots in there, right? There's going to be a lot of potential there that I think we'll finally have more opportunity to shine.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any doubt in anybody's mind that Russell Westbrook is going to go out there and give absolutely 110% to anything we've got out there. I mean, it's one of those things that it's like when Russell Westbrook joined the Houston Rockets a couple years back, everybody was saying it wasn't going to work. You know, him and Harden are way too ball dominant to be able to work well together. Now a lot of people remember their loss to the Lakers in the playoffs, but before COVID shut everything down, they were actually performing very well and they were looking really scary. And I had said it at the time, you know, don't underestimate this duo. I think you know, that time off definitely threw off their groove, and unfortunately for them, you know, their playoff run didn't go so hot, but I think we can definitely make that work. It's going to be great to not have that mm-hmm. pressure on LeBron James all the time. We've got somebody who can also come in and step in with the second unit if need be, and help run the offense there. He's always a threat. He can get to the basket, and hey, even though he gets jacked sometimes for his shooting, when he gets hot, he's hot, you know, and he'll hit those mid-range jumpers. He's never been the best three-point shooter, but he's always been a great pure scorer. And I think one of the good things about him padding his stats is that means that he is always going to go and make that effort for a rebound. You can't bash that, you know. If you're a guard and you're going and you're getting all these rebounds, that's kudos to you.
And listen, I don't think there's going to be anything forceful about it either. You know, I think before this trigger was pulled, before Rob considered this. There were conversations, albeit private, between LeBron, AD, and Russ working it all out beforehand, right? How he had the potential to come, how Russ or LeBron can run point interchangeable now. They can both do it at such a high level. You know, LeBron can play any position. Westbrook can do the same. I've seen him play center. AD can almost do the same. So what we have here are three players that are highly adaptable to any system, any play, any action, any set. They'll fall into place given they're healthy, like Joe was saying. They're healthy enough to play together, to have that fast pace on court time together.
You know what I really like about adding Westbrook to the Lakers? No, McKay, it's not because of Uncrustables. He's over here showing me on the video. No, but calling you out, dude. No, let me get back to this though. One of the reasons why I love Westbrook to LA is because Kobe Bryant was asked a question in 2015. He said, you know, the reporter asked, you know, does anybody have the same fire, the same passion that you have for the game? Kobe said, Westbrook, man, he plays mean. He plays mean like I did. Dude, and you know, Westbrook, dude, Russell Westbrook, he considered himself a disciple of that Mamba mentality. And dude, it's just great. I mean, it just feels good that, you know, he's coming back home where he belongs. He's a Kobe disciple, and with hopes to bring another championship to the Lakers. Can you imagine that, like, by the end of the, you know, his tenure here, that he would bring hopefully a championship here to the Lakers as a disciple of that Mamba mentality of Kobe.
Right. I love that, man, just because we've been needing it, right? We have really been needing some sort of this mentality. I think LeBron has done a great job facilitating the floor, kind of like McKay was pointing out, someone that can spread the floor. And I know we were looking at other players to have that option. Might not be the same with Russ. It's going to be a different style of play. But one of the points we were talking about just in our chat is that it was kind of interesting that some people didn't like the idea of Westbrook within the organization, right? And the first thing I said is, like, I'd be interested in knowing who, just because thinking about the Mamba mentality, we needed someone like Westbrook. And to point out, obviously, some of the things and faults that he's had, it could be, like McKay mentioned, the three-point and the three-point range, his efficiency there. And I was just reading something earlier. I was kind of just catching up on Westbrook a bit. Apparently, he's not doing so hot on the free throw. And so it makes it a little bit more questionable when it's the last minutes of the game, looking for some clutch points there. He's the type of guy to drive in quite often, going for the offensive and defensive rebounds as often as possible. As a guard, that's awesome. And so he's probably going to get fouled quite often, right? And so maybe that's something he would need to work on during the offseason. And so I, back to my original point, though, I'm definitely interested in kind of knowing who was against and who was the source that was not excited about the Westbrook trade, just because I feel like 95% of Lakers fans, maybe 95% of our fans, are probably excited for him, but probably disappointed that we had to lose people like Harrell that just recently joined us and whatnot. So that's, I don't know if we were planning on talking about that, but I thought that was a good thing to kind of bring up and discuss a little bit too.
Yeah, let's go ahead and shout them out, right? I mean, because Kuz, he's a champ. KCP, he's a champ. Trez, he gave it all he got, right? Let's go ahead and you know, I think it's a good time to kind of give him a shout out before we head on over to the break. Just hats off to all three of them. And the number 22 pick, I think it was Isaiah Jackson or something like that we picked, who's headed to like the Pacers because the Wizards traded him to the Pacers. I don't know, something like that. But like, we could spend a whole pod talking about Kuzma, his journey here with the Lakers. He started here. He's the last of our young core that's leaving, right? And then we have KCP, we got Trez. We can talk, we can have a whole pod about them, but shout out to them. And good luck in their next journey in the NBA. But yeah, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll talk more about Westbrook and specifically, you know, what do the Lakers need to do next in terms of roster construction, what we think, what kind of talent we need to bring next to the big three. So stay tuned and we'll talk to you guys soon. Welcome back to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast. I'm here with John Webb, McKay, and Joseph. So let's talk about Russell Westbrook again. And now that he's a Laker, let's talk about what's next for the Lakers in terms of building a roster, constructing a roster around the big three, around Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. What kind of talent we need to bring around them, what this means to Dennis Schroeder, Alex Caruso, THT, all those guys that maybe we want to bring back, Markieff, right, Andre Drummond. So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, I mentioned and hinted on this a little bit earlier. I am so excited for Caruso and THT to just get so many more opportunities, man. I know they shined just a tad bit during the season, but the fact that someone can just drive in there for them, get a lot of that defense to kind of cover them up, and then they are left open on the side, whether it's the corner three, the elbows, wherever they're going to be at, I feel like that's just going to be a good, I guess you can say, if we're not running a high pick and roll with LeBron and AD, and even Russell Westbrook can run that now, right, with him and AD, we have shooters, at least in my mind, that I can trust, Caruso and THT right now. And so I don't know who else we can really add. I haven't been following the talent on the draft as much, but I do have a lot of confidence with how Caruso and THT are going to show up. And I mean, obviously only time will tell here. They definitely need to get, because I guess the reason I bring this up is because they haven't had a chance to really play with someone like Westbrook, right? Most of Caruso's career and THT's career has been with LeBron, someone that will facilitate, take a little bit more time in getting the offense set up. Not someone that's aggressive and someone that's going to penetrate the defense as much as Westbrook would like to, right? Someone that's explosive as Westbrook. And so they haven't had a chance to really see that in action or run an offense with around that. And so I feel like it'll just open more avenues for them to make buckets. So
thinking about what a roster is looking like right now, I mean, we still don't know what changes the Lakers are going to make. We very well could go and trade some of these people like Dennis Schroeder. Who knows if he'll make it to the final roster. We may very well put him back at that sixth man position. He's got experience there. He does well there. He can run the offense well. That his spot. I know he feels like he earned a starting position with the Lakers, but I don't think Russell Westbrook's going to take a back seat to anybody. We've either got to shelve him off to another team, or he's got to come along in the second unit. That being said, I would like to get more shooters. I think that's where we're a little bit weak right now. I was sad to see KCP go. He was a decent three-point shooter. Kuz actually took a lot more three-pointers than a lot of people realized. I saw the infographic that I think he hit one more three-pointer than Trae Young this last year, actually. So he shot that three ball a lot more than people realized. So I'd really like to see us go out there and try and pick up some more shooters. If not,
don't forget Dudley, man.
Mark Gasol might have to get put at the two.
Why not?
You know, he's he's a great shooter. He can hit the three. He can hit the three, right? Why not? Just have him post up. He doesn't move that great anymore. Have him sit there at the two.
That's ridiculous, man.
But yeah. You know, so in terms of vacancies, I think that's what we're looking for right now. We're looking for shooters, maybe another backup center to Anthony Davis. I like what you talked about. Hopefully he'll get put to the five. I feel like that's where he plays best, even though he may not like it. I think that's where we need him. I think he's too great of a shot blocker, too great of a defensive player to not play down low in the paint where he can absolutely dominate people with his athleticism and length. Andre Drummond would be a great pickup. I know he gets a lot of flack and people think he really underperformed this last year, but I think there was a lot of things that were kind of against him and he showed flashes of what he could do. I think he's still a good player. I would like to see him back. I don't know if we can pay him what he wants. People are talking about the vet's minimum. He's not going to take the vet's minimum, you know. It's one of those things. So we'll see what we can get. I would love to get back somebody like JaVale McGee. He's a great hustler, great rim protector at times, and I really liked him at the five a couple of years back. So that's kind of my take on the Lakers roster going forward.
Yeah, Schroeder was asking for like max money. I don't think he's getting that from the Lakers. I mean, what's next for the Lakers is the plan, you know, stick to it. Shooting next, find reliable, affordable shooters. We have some on the roster that just need court time with LeBron and AD, you know, Wes Matthews, Ben McLemore, Caruso. THT this offseason was working with Lethal Shooter. Dude's been a sponge since he got to the Lakers. He's been able to improve every year on limited minutes. Imagine, just imagine, if he got a bigger role and more minutes, more court time. Can you imagine the explosion, TNT time? It's gonna be nice.
Yeah, man. And Woj was actually talking about that on probably SportsCenter or on his pod. And I just saw some rumblings on the Twitter that Woj was saying that that the Lakers plan to bring back THT and have a bigger role for THT. What that means, I have no idea, but imagine him alongside LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook. I mean, that would be, especially if he's improved his 3-point shooting. But honestly, I think he's going to be a better fit to lead the second unit. I think we saw glimpses of how effective he was leading that second unit when LeBron James, Anthony Davis were out. Schroeder kind of took the starting role, right, for the playmaking for LeBron James. And then when he sat out, then THT took over and he did that. So I think it'd be smart and wise for the Lakers to bring him back. Obviously, Alex Caruso as well. Again, to your point, Joseph, Dennis Schroeder and McKay, I don't know if he really fits with the Lakers anymore, but there's too many playmakers now, right? And Dennis Schroeder really wasn't a playmaker. He's more of a shooting point guard, right? He was a score first point guard. So we'll see with him what happens there. We might go ahead and sign him and then trade him, like you said. And why don't we straight up trade him for Buddy Hield? I don't know if Dennis wants to go to Sacramento. I don't know if the Kings want Dennis Schroeder for Buddy Hield, but I do. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what's gonna transpire there, but you're right, John Webb, that I think the next step, since we completed our main goal, was to find a difference making playmaker, Russell Westbrook. One of the best difference making playmakers out there. And then And then, yeah, the second is what Rob Pelinka was alluded to at the post at his post game interview: find shooters. So we got to find it in the veterans. I heard that there's going to be, if the Lakers end up pulling a big move, which we did, then there's going to be tons of veterans coming to LA to help the big three. I hope that's Otto Porter Jr.
I hope. Carmelo Anthony, Anthony, Rudy Gay,
exactly.
Galloway, you name it.
Ooh, Austin Rivers, maybe.
Craig.
Torrey Craig. I want Howard back, honestly, because we need, I think that's the third thing that we need to take care of is our presence down low, just our defensive presence. And so I think we want someone big, like someone mentioned JaVale, but I want Dwight Howard too, because, I mean, come on, three-time defensive player of the year, NBA champ, the Lakers back in LA. So that would be insane.
Well, we also have a few two-way contracts as well on the Exhibit 10 deals, right? So definitely a few other things to look forward to. And I think that's what the Lakers are trying to do, trying to see, okay, what other new fresh talent can we discover, like we did with both Caruso and THT? Are there other things that we're not really tapping into quite yet? So there's those two-way contracts, the Exhibit 10 deals. And so there's definitely a lot of things to look forward to. But I agree, shooters, maybe definitely get Carmelo back in there. Can you imagine LeBron and Carmelo on the floor together? That just sounds amazing to me. That'd be a good show to watch.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to all work out. I hope so. I mean, free agency starts. The negotiations start this Monday, August 2nd, and then teams can't sign players officially until August 6th. But, you know, the deals can be made. They can be agreed upon until they're signed. But it's going to be insane. It's going to be insane week. Summer league starting as well. So we're going to see, like Joe mentioned, those that we signed on two-way contracts and exhibit 10 deals, all of them are shooters, honestly. And they're like 38% and above shooting. It's insane that they were available.
The one I'm most excited about there, and I trust our Lakers scouting department, I mean, is Joel Ayayi from Gonzaga. And it's mostly because of his ability to improve his shooting, right? He spent 3 years at Gonzaga. Freshman year, 27%. Sophomore year, 34%. Then junior year, he went 39%. That sort of progress from the man in France is something you love to see, but more interesting to me is the 50% from the field overall. So he's a three-level scorer as well.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see them. I'm going to watch the summer league games and see how they play out. Obviously, it's just going to be a small sample size, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens, how the Lakers construct their roster. But guys, I think that does it for today for us on our 100th episode. Appreciate everybody for watching and or not watching, listening to our show and following us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Guys, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and then head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
In the Admiral refrigerator, the door is closed, the light's out. Butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, and the jello is jiggling.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.